When speaking of America, it is often said that its car society has had a strong influence on American culture. Compared to Japan, there are less public transportation services, and it is very vast, making owning a car an absolute necessity. That's why this time I would like to introduce the American culture created in this car society, namely drive-ins and road trips. Drive-ins are a memorable part of American culture and are entertainment facilities where you can enjoy food, watch movies, and more, all while staying in your car. Drive-ins, and by extension, America's Car Society, were created in the 1950s. Due to the prosperity and technological innovation of the post-war period, drive-in culture grew rapidly and became the symbol of the new post-war lifestyle. It was a big fascination of that time, as it offered many people a new experience and was cheaper than going to a movie theater. Even though the popularity of drive-ins gradually decreased with the passage of time, presently it is thought to be an American cultural legacy filled with retro charm. The present-day drive-throughs were created from the culture of drive-ins, which are popular all around the world even now. Just because drive-ins are not as popular as they were before does not mean there is no other culture similar to it. For example, there are also road trips or driving trips. Although you are able to do a road trip anywhere, America's special characteristic is the vastness itself. For example, according to the internet, if you cross Texas from the east side to the west by car, it would take around 14 hours. Instead of taking an airplane, there are a lot of Americans who make use of the long time and go on trips on the way to their destination. While they are driving, they will sing songs with friends or family, stop at interesting places briefly, and more. Even though it takes a long time, it feels like time passes in an instant. There are even attractions geared towards people who are going on road trips. In America, owning a car and the possibility of driving for a long time is an obvious thing. However, if you are with friends or family, something as commonplace as a car can become fun. That is why drive-ins and road trips have become a unique part of American culture.